What's the word, y'all? It's Farai, and welcome back to another episode of Small Talk, where we fill the silence with great conversations on pop culture here on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, or wherever else you listen to your podcasts. Today, which I'm recording, it is Tuesday, December 28th, 1:09 a.m. This episode is coming out probably 5 hours later. Yeah, in about 5 hours, this episode should be out. So, yeah, I know. Another Tuesday episode. I've been busy since I got back, since I came up to Massachusetts. It's been a lot. But I'm still trying to stay consistent, even though the episodes are coming out a day later. But we should be back on the regularly scheduled program by next Monday. Yeah, next Monday. Well, I record on Sunday and then I publish it for Monday. You get the point. Anyway, before I start the show, make sure to rate this podcast 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and rate it 5 stars on Spotify. Spotify just finally added their rating system to their podcast. And, you know, we got to take advantage of that. Definitely rate it 5 stars so we could get new listeners, you know, move up the algorithm, you know, make small talk a very big podcast for 2022. You feel me? So that's your job. My job is to keep making these podcasts. Anyway, let's get into it. I don't really have a lot. We're going to talk a little bit about a music topic. Pretty sure everybody knows what this topic is going to be about. And, you know, 2022, because this episode 22 for 2022. So, you know, we got to talk about 2022. You feel me? It's the last podcast of the year. So we definitely got to get that in there. So before I start all that, let me talk about the week of Farai. And this week hasn't been that bad, honestly. From the last episode, like I said, I came up from Philadelphia to come back to Massachusetts. And I've been working from home. And it's been cool. Like, I didn't really have to do much. I was just chilling in bed, relaxing, watching TV, stuff like that. You know, doing little trainings here and there. Just trying to get stuff done. And for a positive this week, I would say Christmas Day was a positive. Actually, this Christmas Eve, just all of Christmas. Christmas Eve and Christmas Day were both positives. Because, like, Christmas Eve, I went to go rewatch Spider-Man No Way Home with my dad and my sister, and they'd never seen it, so it was cool to rewatch it for the second time while they get to see it for the first time, and, you know, I get to fill them in on stuff I saw the first time and stuff I see the second time and all that stuff, so that was cool. And then Christmas Day is my mom's birthday, so all the stuff that we got her for her birthday, she was able to open her gifts, and she had a blast. You know, some of my gifts. I love my gifts. My dad loved his gifts. My sister loved her gifts. And we just had a lazy day. We had food. We just watched basketball. We watched football. Like, we just hung out with the family. And that was just very cool. I like that about the week. But a negative, definitely the cold. It was way too cold up here. Like, cold enough, I just can't be outside at all. And I hate that. I hate the cold. It snowed a couple times being here, and I definitely hate that as well. Because, like, I don't know. It's, I mean, when I'm living in Philadelphia, I'm like, I know this is like the east, but it's not the northeast. You feel me? The northeast weather is kind of different from just like the east side weather. Because when I'm thinking the east, like, the east to me is like New Jersey, Pennsylvania, the DMV, and, like, well, not DMV, because Virginia's south, so, well, actually, yeah, then, just New Jersey and Pennsylvania are just, like, the east of me, and Delaware, because Delaware's not technically south, it's above the south, so those three states, we're just, like, the east side, and, like, I'm thinking where our weather is, like, okay, we get cold, we get snow, and all that stuff, but, I don't know, ever since I moved to Philadelphia, I have not seen snow. The weather hasn't been, like, terrible for them. Honestly, like, I think there's only been maybe, like, 3-4 days where it got below 35 degrees, honestly. Actually, no, that's cap. Like, I'll say below 30. There's only, like, a couple of days, I can say. But for the most part, it's been above, like, 35. Like, it's been in the 40s. Like, 2 days ago, it was 35 here in Mass. And, like, in Philly, it was, like, 54. I'm just like, bro, like, what am I doing here? I should be down there enjoying the good weather. You feel me? But, so, that was just, that's just definitely a negative, man. And, you know, 2022 coming up, and, you know, you got to pay rent. You know, rent's due on the first, and, you know, student loans, not the federal, but the private student loans, I got to start paying back, and that shit is annoying, bro. That shit is annoying. Like, getting all those letters and just trying to, like, go over all that bullshit is just annoying. So, but overall, before I even forget, my Lakers, man, my Lakers are playing like shit, bro. And even the Patriots have been playing like shit. We have like 2 straight losses with the Patriots. The Lakers have like 5 straight losses, bro. I'm just annoyed with sports too. So that's also been a shit. Just been shit, man. So honestly, if there's a rating I have to give this week, man, I'll give it. I'll still give it an 8 out of 10 because I had a fairly good week. It's just like those little things just made me like, fuck, man. I hate that shit, man. I hate it when my teams are doing bad and then like life is just like, it's just a little bullshit going on in life too. It's just it's all annoying, bro. But yeah, also during the week came up with like I was thinking about some stuff, and it was a day before, it was the day before, was it like Tuesday or Monday when I went to the mall, and I would pass by this ice cream shop, right? Well, known ice cream shop and all, and I was wondering to myself, how do ice cream shops, you know, stay like not relevant, but like stay, I don't want to say stay open either, like how do they pay their rent, basically, is what I'm trying to say. Because for 3 months out of the year, you're open. And then for 9 months, you're pretty much closed. And the funny part is, like, I know some ice cream places, like, during the summer, they sell, like, food, like, french fries, chicken nuggets. Some sell, like, you know, those, like, fucked up pizzas and shit and, like, salad and other that bullshit. And it's just like, you know, you could just do that during the winter, too. I feel like ice cream shops would make so much more money. Which, I don't know why they don't even capitalize on that. I mean, granted, maybe their food is not the best, but it's like, it's still decent enough. Like, I know there's somebody out there that would, like, still buy and eat their food, right? I mean, maybe it's just me, though. But I also came up with another idea for ice cream places. Because I'm thinking about it, like, okay, if you're crazy enough to get an iced coffee during the winter, you're crazy enough to get ice cream during the winter, right? But now I was thinking, okay, what if, right, you make an ice cream flavored coffee, right? So, like, you can have, you know, your straight vanilla iced coffee, right, whatever. But now you have mint chocolate chip iced coffee. You have cookie dough iced coffee. You have, what's a good, like, pistachio iced coffee. I don't know who would buy it, but, like, you know what I'm saying? You have different ice cream flavors as iced coffee or a regular coffee, and at the same time you can still serve your ice cream, you can start serving you know, your food and whatnot. You get like maybe small pastries if you want to. And I'm just like, bro, ice cream places can make a lot more money, and they'll be in the same competition as like Dunkin's or Starbucks and stuff like that. So I always wondered like why they just never did that. I mean, maybe that was an idea from God that he just told me, bro, like, go, you know, make your own ice cream shop and just have these ideas, and you would make so much more money than most of these ice cream parlors. Maybe that was his idea that he threw at me. Maybe he wants me to execute it. Maybe I should execute it. Should, I mean, I'm gonna need to find some business partners in that deal, but like, yeah, if you're interested, definitely hit me up about that. I'll definitely, you know, definitely try to put that together. That's not a bad idea, I'm just saying. But yeah, that was my week. That's my thought process throughout the week. I thought about that for a couple of days. I even made a TikTok about it just because it was really on my mind. But let's get into the nooks and crannies of the podcast. And for the record, I'll never say nooks and crannies ever again because that was cringe. So for my quick talk topic today, we have the Jay-Z controversy. I don't really want to controversy. Then again, I'm biased because Jay-Z is my favorite rapper of all time. But he was on Spaces with Alicia Keys, and he went on talking about how he doesn't want to do verses because he believes if he did a verses that no one could really go up on the stage and, you know, compete with him. And me being biased in the Jay-Z situation, I agreed to an extent, mind you, because I wouldn't say no one could beat Jay-Z, but like that list is very small. And the only two people I would say that came to mind that would beat Jay-Z, Kanye would be number one in my opinion, because like Kanye made some of Jay-Z's beats, as well as Kanye has some, like, just his catalog is very just crazy. His catalog is crazy, right? And him and Jay would just be a good matchup overall. Even though newer generation people would probably say Kanye beats Jay-Z. My opinion, I feel like it's more even than people want to make it seem, but that's just them. And then there was another one that was interesting, and I feel like I could see it happen, is Lil Wayne. And people keep saying Lil Wayne washes Jay-Z. I don't think Lil Wayne washes Jay-Z. I think he competes with Jay-Z. But it also depends on if it's verses, right? Are we doing strictly albums? Or are we also including mixtapes? Because I know with verses they do features and I know like albums, right? I don't know if they do. I don't know if they do mixtapes. But if they do mixtapes, yeah, I'll probably give it to Lil Wayne because No Ceilings and No Ceilings 2, bro. I'm sorry, those two are like top five greatest hip hop mixtapes of all time, bro. Like they go stupid. And to think that Jay-Z, with the great catalog that he has a chance with Lil Wayne mixtapes and his albums, I don't know, man. Jay-Z might get backed up from that. And, you know, there was also some crazy people trying to put Nas in the conversation. I was like, look, Nas is a great rapper, but he doesn't have the catalog to be Jay-Z, in my opinion. Some people try to put M, same thing. Great rapper, but just doesn't have the catalog. Drake. And here's the thing about, like, guys like Kanye and Drake, for example. It's like they have music now where the majority, like, it's popular to like their music. Honestly, a lot of kids from all these Gen Z kids, like, I don't know what it is with these 2000s and above babies, but like they disrespect the fuck out of Jay-Z. Like they hate Jay-Z for no reason. Like they swear this man is like the worst rapper, and I swear to God, like anytime that I hear somebody just bashing Jay-Z, I'm like, bro, literally listen to Reasonable Doubt all the way from 444, and you will never, and I promise you won't call Jay-Z a shit rapper. I promise you. You would listen, if you listen to Jay-Z, shit, you don't even have to listen all the way through. Listen to Reasonable Doubt, at least up to like the Black Album, and I promise you, you won't think Jay-Z was a shit rapper. You'll be like, wow, Jay-Z was actually that guy. For real. Like, he's that guy, bro. Like, there's a reason why they call him the hip-hop goat. It's just not because of the money. Because, like, bro, this man could really spit. Like, he's on par with some of these niggas. Like, people listen to damn Empire State of Mind and think, oh, yeah, Jay-Z's not even that good of a rapper. I'm like, bro, that's not even his best raps. That's just probably one of the most popular songs. But it's not even, like, that's not even his best writing. That's not even, like, the pinnacle of what he could do. And honestly, Empire State of Mind, he did great on that song. He was rapping. But, you know, people don't want to give him his credit, and that's fine. Like, You know, when you're the GOAT, they will do everything they can to take you down. When you're good, when you're great, they will do everything. They will say anything to just be like, bro, you're not great at all. I mean, hey, it is what it is with Jay-Z, but like I said, but like going like a guy like Drake too. Drake is popular. Like Drake got his run when Jay-Z was pretty much just done. So Drake started in like 2009-10, and he's been making that popular hip hop music, which is not a bad thing, but it's like, it's just like that party hip hop music and all that stuff. Like, people are gonna resort more to that because it's just like, oh, when's the last time you heard a Jay-Z banger in a club? Like, I hear Drake shit, I hear Kanye shit all the time, but it's just like, bro, like, that's the type of music they make, that's the genre they're in. Where like Jay-Z went from like rapping about hustle, money, street shit to like more commercialized shit over time. And even with 444, he had a personal album in there. So it's like, Jay-Z is like a mixture of like, you know, of like real hip hop shit, where it's like Kanye and Drake, they're more of like the party popular hip hop music shit. Even though Kanye got some like real music in there, so does Drake, but like it's more toward the party popular rap music. So with Drake, it's kind of just more like a Gen Z bias. It's kind of just more biased because he's just a more popular guy, but everybody's trying to be like Jay-Z, which again, it makes no sense to put Drake against Jay-Z, because even Drake would even look at Jay-Z and be like, come on, can I really beat this guy? Like, the man has 14 number one albums, most Grammy winner in terms of hip hop, which, I mean, not a lot of people care about the Grammys, but like, it says something for Jay-Z if he's the most, you know. But again, when you're the GOAT, they'll hate you. Moving on to the big part of the podcast, goals for 2022. Now, before we start the goals for 2022, we got to look back at 2021, man. And 2021, I think it was a year of success and trials and tribulations. And here's what I mean by that. Well, for me personally, here's what I mean. You know, being able to finish my master's, get a new job, move to a new city, that's success to me. Like, that was cool. That's amazing. But with that, even within success, it came trials and tribulations, like trying to adjust to new life and like trying to adjust being alone, like alone for real, and trying to like be with new coworkers, adjust to new schedules, all that stuff, man. Like, even just trials and tribulations in this, like, I was able to, like, so to me, like, starting a podcast, to me, that's success in itself for me personally. And what I mean by that is, it's like the fact that I started, that I pushed myself to start, and even though for the first half of this podcast I didn't really stay when I started the podcast, I was very consistent, and then I hit that bump in the road, and I just didn't post for a while. And then I came back in like August, then I didn't come back until October, and then I didn't come back until November, and then ever since November I've been very consistent. And to me, that's my success, that I started. But it's also trials and tribulations, because it's just like, okay, I still got to make an episode every week, I still got to plan out the episode, I got to do everything I can to, like, you know, put it out there, market episode. I'm learning how to do all that stuff. And now I feel like 2022, a goal of mine is to just be more consistent towards this and try and, you know, actually write, make a game plan of how I want this podcast to go. Because I do want it to, you know, it's a hobby thing, but I do want it to be like something, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, I mean, it'd be cool to have like a little something, like side hustle thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just a cool thing to have. I would love that. But, you know, I got to work towards that. And I feel like 2022 is just, you know, just putting stuff into gear. Like, I'm done. I'm going through trials and tribulations, especially in 2022. I'll still be going through trials and tribulations, but now it's like, okay, I've done this for about a year now, right? Now it's time to like actually put this shit into drive, take the training wheels off, and like let's go. Let's hit some people up. You know, have some guests on the show or whatever. Let's network with other podcasts. Let's do this. Let's do that. You know what I'm saying? Let's actually like put it out there. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that would be the best thing to do for 2022, and I definitely want to do it for 2022. Right? Oh man, I'm so sorry. Oh, jeez, sorry again. But yeah, like I was saying, man. A goal for 2022 is just to be consistent, man. Just to be more consistent in everything. More disciplined, more consistent towards this and other areas in my life. Because I feel like I was enjoying 2021. 2021 was a fun year. It's just now it's just like now it's back to work in 2022 and stuff like that, right? And I did write down personal goal for mine this year. It's to get my finances in order. I saw a tweet like last week, and it said like 2022 I gotta stop spending money like I'm El Chapo. It said something like that, and I couldn't agree more. I swear, this year, bro, I swear to God, I spent like at least 20K this year. I promise you, on some bullshit. Some was probably like, I'll probably say like half of it was like reasonable, and the other half was just straight on some bullshit. Cause God, bro, I feel like I was spending money every week this year. It's so ridiculous how you could spend money so quick. It's so bad. And like my goal is to make an Excel sheet and just have all my debts and finances and what I make, what I'm trying to make, or you know, stuff on the side, all that stuff, man. Just having it in one doc and just keep track of it and stay consistent with that. And just stay consistent, man, because I need to know how much money I'm spending. I need to budget myself. I need to do this. I need to do that. Because, bro, once you touch that adult money, God, man, like it makes you feel like you could buy anything in the world. I promise you. Once you touch that real, like, out of college, first job, out of college, adult money, the check hits different. For real, for real. It hits so much different, bro. I'm so sick. I'm so sick, bro. But yeah, man. And also another personal goal of mine. It's like I got all these books. Like I got the Will Smith book on Christmas, and I gotta read all these books before the end of next year, bro. I'm tired of these books just sitting there. Like I gotta start reading them because they're all interesting books. I got them for a reason, so I gotta read them. I gotta see what's good, you know, feed my mind some knowledge for the time being, and you know, read up on some other people that inspire me and try to not emulate, but you know, take pieces of what they have and try to apply it to my life. And I think that's the best, you know, recipe for, you know, a good life. Hopefully. But as well as, you know, goals for 2022, also want to, it's some things you got to leave behind in 2021. And something I will definitely leave behind in 2021 would be making excuses for myself. Whereas when I mean this, I don't mean like I'm trying to be hard on myself. Where it's like, so when I talk about like streaming and shit, it's like I want to do it, but I end up not doing it. And I know people are watching this shit and listen to this shit, and they're just like, yeah, I notice you don't do that shit. Maybe some of you are wondering why not. most of you probably don't give a fuck. But like, to me, it's like, if I say something, if I say I'm gonna do something, I gotta go do it. Like, you know what I'm saying? I want to go do it. But it's just, but with that, it's just, it might be like a internal thing, might be a in my head thing. But I want to do it, and I gotta hold myself. I can't make excuses. Like, I gotta, like, if I want to do it, I gotta make time to do it. Like how I did with this podcast, I knew what day I was busy. I knew what days I'm busy, right? And I'm just like, all right, I'm not busy this day. Let me just do shit this day and then move on from there. That's how I should do it with, you know, streaming and stuff. So, and I'm done making excuses for that. And I really want to do that. Like, cause I said, like I said before, like, I like doing stuff on the side where it's like, okay, I did it. I'm doing stuff for me. I don't have to, like, you know, worry about a boss. I don't have to worry about, you know, other employees. I just doing what I like doing and just relaxing. And I think that's what it's all about, man. That's what it's all about, man. But I'm excited for 2022, man. A lot of good stuff's happened, but at the same time, a lot of bullshit has happened in 2022. But you know, the mantra for 2022, and I'll end it on this note. The mantra for 2022 is charge it to the game and keep it pushing. And that does not just apply for relationships, that applies to life. Relationships, obviously, work, school, if you're in school, whatever you're doing, just charge it to the game, keep it pushing. If you don't know what charge it to the game means, basically take your L, or if the situation's not going right, keep it pushing. Just keep pushing. Even if you win, charge it to the game, keep it pushing. Because the game will pay you back somehow, some way, somehow, some way, it will pay you back. And when it does, it'll be a good reward. But even when you win, charge it to the game, keep it pushing, bro. Just keep it pushing. But on that note, I'd like to thank you guys for listening to another episode of Small Talk, episode 22, before 2022. Please, again, to make sure to rate this podcast 5 stars on Apple and Spotify. Leave a review. Follow me on the social medias, and I will see you in the next episode. Peace.